44 years ago this week, I became Las Cruces bureau chief for the El Paso Times. Cruces was much smaller then. There was nothing but desert between Tel Shore Boulevard and the Oregon Mountains. I-10 met up with I-25 near University Avenue, but didn't continue west. Folks used Valley, then called Truck Bypass, then went west on Picacho to get back on the road toward Deming. One of the town's biggest businesses was the Palms Motel on Picacho. The county commission was three guys meeting in a tiny room in the courthouse. Tommy Graham was mayor. Future mayors Bob Munson and Albert Johnson were city commissioners. I was no journalist. Trying for the job, I gave the Times some poems as my writing sample. But I needed money. I still lived in a big green school bus I'd driven back here from Brooklyn. I was substitute teaching and working part-time as a night projectionist, showing Deep Throat, similar flicks, way out in the county. Just that one memory shows that much has changed. I knew nothing of local politics. As a civil rights worker and anti-war activist, I'd been sort of an outcast. I described the new job as a crash course in Middle America. I had long braided hair and rode a motorcycle. The first time Mayor Graham saw me plunk my helmet down on the reporter's table at a commission meeting, he mockingly dubbed me Captain Zoom. It was intense. The Times wanted to increase its presence in Las Cruces. I covered everything from murders to county fair hog competitions. At first, the bureau was the bus, staffed by the dog and me. Naturally curious, I threw myself into the work. I became immersed in local life, with all its ideals and cynicism, joys and sorrows, and ups and downs. People trusted me. I had no dog in any local fights. The Times was miles away in El Paso, too big to be pressured, and people figured a crazy biker wouldn't get intimidated into revealing his sources. Therefore, whatever local authorities were keeping secret, someone whispered to me, and I broke the story before the Sun News. I dictated stories on the phone or used some primitive ancestor of the facts. Gannett was building the Times, not shrinking it. Newspaper and radio were what there was for local news. No internet, no cell phones. Computers were huge things few had actually seen. But it was also the same. Occasional stirrings of hope for the Las Cruces Airport. Exciting changes that outside experts said would make downtown special. Then, the new downtown mall. Now, relief that we've gotten rid of that. A longtime mayor facing a challenge. And impeachment under discussion for a president who'd committed crimes or tried to cover them up. 3 years with the Times deepened my love for this place, taught me that there are almost always two sides to any story, and created many lifelong friendships.